That funnel right there is the OfferMind funnel. And I think it'd be kind of cool to take you guys through it.
What's that?
Okay, so let me actually walk you guys through it.
I've spent the last 4 years learning from the most brilliant marketers today. And now I've left my 9-to-5 to take the plunge and build my million-dollar business. The real question is, how will I do it without VC funding or debt, completely from scratch? This podcast is here to give you the answer. Join me and follow along as I learn, apply, and share marketing strategies to grow my online business using only today's best internet sales funnels. My name is Steve Larson, and welcome to Sales Funnel Radio.
Okay, check this out. So, where we are right now on the OfferMind funnel. Okay, so check this out. This is what we've been doing. I'll just draw it on this side here. Let me turn on all the lights. This is the Late Time Show with Steve Larson. Okay, check this out. So what we've been doing is, let me put this around here, make sure we're not all washed out, which we kind of are. All right, so this is what we've been doing is, what I think a big mistake is, you know, we'll just do this. What I think a big mistake is people will go make when they're actually building their, when they're building their event funnels, is they think that just because there's crap everywhere, it feels like there is garbage. It's not garbage, I promise. This is all Dream 100 stuff, actually. This is some old swag from last OfferMind, which will be capitalismswag.com is going to be built very, very soon. This is all but Dream 100 stuff, actually. This is all the old, check that out. There's a few people that didn't show up for their ticket last year, which was mind-boggling. So anyways, we got a few tassels or whatever those are called in there. This is all Dream 100 stuff, actually quite a bit of it, which is awesome. Same with that. This is, these are some of the aviators we send out to my Dream 100 people as well. I just want you to know, like, I play the game. This is, let me share this with you. So, check this out. These are fidget spinners. So I tell them, like, hey, I'm your next fidget promotion. It's super cheesy, but it works. We get people promoting. We have mini shopping carts, literally, like what grocery store carts right here. These are some of my favorite books, actually, ever. Whoa, we'll keep that there. Anyway, so it looks like it's organized chaos, I promise. There's a lot of purpose behind it. Obsessed. Yeah. Who's got my money? Grant Cardone. Okay, check this out. So over here. All right, so what we have on the very first page of the OfferMind event funnel, this is what we're building out right now. The team is building it. I have a team now, which is awesome. Okay, so on this very first page right here, it's the sales page. And sometimes what we do is we make the order form on this page. It's not. We actually have a separate one. And there's a few reasons why. And I'm going to walk through more in depth why this is moving forward. But so I got a video here, and I just filmed all the videos today. If you guys watch my Instagram, I filmed all the videos today for this funnel. What's up, Austin? How's it going? Nick, how you doing? Yeah, organized chaos. But it feels like most entrepreneurs, that's how we live. We're masters of organized chaos, right? Anyway, so what this funnel is for OfferMind, this is what it kind of looks like, is I have been giving away a discount code to, and I haven't dropped it out yet, but there's a discount code for OfferMind tickets when people get the One Funnel Away Challenge. Okay, so what we're using is there's a script that we're using. So when people come in and they put in their discount code, it subtracts like $150 from their stuff. Hashtag live. What's up? What's up, Sean? Yeah, how's it going, Brad? Art, how you doing? So what it does is it subtracts like $150 from their ticket. And then this is brilliant, you guys. This has been, well, if I say so myself, it's pretty freaking awesome. Okay, what they can do is they come in here and they can get a ticket, a normal OfferMind ticket, but we have it set up so that they can get a ticket plus a discovery call, okay, for the exact same price. Oh, brilliance. Oh, okay, this is crazy cool. So at the exact same price, they can come in and grab a discovery call and they put their phone number inside the form and then it sends that data through a zap. Sends that data over to my phone team, right? To walk them through a success strategy session. Super epic. Okay. So, so cool. Then there's also a bump that's coming up. And I don't want to spoil everything. It's a freaking cool bump though. Oh my gosh. There's a cool bump. I'm going to leave it there at that.
Okay. Then this next page, what I've got is a VIP upgrade. The VIP upgrade, what's cool is that we are putting together, let me flip this. Okay. We're putting together this cool thing where, okay. So I was at an event recently. What they had was a directory of all of the VIPs, and it was a printed booklet that was handed out to everybody in the event. I was like, that's so freaking cool. Like, oh my gosh, that's awesome. Like, how cool? Because then you can meet the who's who that you wanted to when you went to the event in the first place, right? Now, if you guys don't know, like OfferMind, we actually, it's 1,100 seats that we have. So as soon as we open up this funnel, right, I'm going to talk about OfferMind a lot because Russell's keynoting. I'm going to try and get Bill Glazer. I'm going to try and get Mark Joyner. I'm going to, I think I can get Myron Golden, which would be awesome. Some of my finance people who are incredible, Brad Gibb, he's brilliant. And so with Ryan Lee as well. Anyway, a lot of like high level, it's like crazy, crazy stuff, okay? Amazing who pops in your feed when you decide to do a live. Yeah, it's awesome stuff, huh? Okay. So what I'm going to do though in this VIP thing is like, if you're VIP, like I thought like, how cool would it be if when you're VIP, only the VIP gets inside of this VIP workbook. Okay. So inside right here, what it's saying is like, so you get early access, you get a dinner with me, you get all, like, it's all this crazy cool stuff, but really everybody gets this VIP thing, right? This discovery, I'm sorry, I saw a discovery call. Everybody gets this booklet, okay? And it's this who's who booklet, and you get to be in it when you're part of VIP. I was like, oh my gosh, that's awesome. And then this morning, I was like, you know, because I think about this stuff in the shower sometimes, okay? This second OTO right here, okay, check this out. This is so legit. Oh my gosh, I've never seen anyone else do this, okay? I learned this with door-to-door sales. What happened was I was knocking this area and I was talking to this guy and I said, hey, what do you do? And he was in a real estate thing. And he said, I don't do real estate. He said, what I do is I go to all these local businesses and I tell them, hey, when new people move to the neighborhood, they create habits and patterns very quickly. Can we place some of your product in their house for free to them? Okay. To be on that list and be included in the bundle of all these other people, it's $50 a month per house that we place. And typically we'll place, you know, 200 houses a month, you know? And so, do you guys get what I'm saying? It's crazy. So basically they would get these companies to donate part of their product plus pay $50 a month to be part of this thing. Basically they're collecting several hundred thousand dollars and doing nothing. And I was like, That's ridiculous. Okay. That's crazy. My man, how you doing? Are you taking care of yourself? I am actually. Hey, thank you so much, Kevin. Appreciate that. And just so you know, everyone, Kevin really helped me a lot at the last event. When you talk, the world changes. VIP treatment is king. It's crazy stuff. Okay. So check this out. So what I thought is for this next upsell. Okay. So the first upsell is VIP, which is awesome. And it's like, oh, last year was cool. This is way better. Okay. But for the second OTO here, I thought for this event, like, how cool would it be to, if you want to, like, include your, you can, you're basically buying a one page ad in my Capitalism Pig, ads book. Okay. So everybody can go in and they can put ads. So for like not much money at all. And then what I can do is go put these booklets on every single person's chair when they walk in. So for $500 for 1,100 seats, right? You can put a full page spread ad in front of everybody, right? That's crazy. And then as part of the offer, what I decided, I was like, what if also I made it as part of the offer? Like we will put that booklet also, on future offer mines, and I'll put it in other events that I go to because now I got a packet of all the people who wanted to place an ad. All right. Then you can go use funnel scripts and you can go use all these cool things that we teach you guys to go in and make sweet ads. Plus it'll give me even more things to talk about on stage. And the coolest ones, I'll give a shout out to you guys on stage and immortalize you in the videos. Like what a freaking sexy offer. Right. And so I made the second OTO that, and we're calling it the Capitalist Pig Ads Book. And you get to be inside of the ads thing. It's super, super, super cool. It's freaking out. Anyway, so I there's more stuff, but I don't want to kill the goose on everything. So what I do, guys, just so you know, when I'm building a funnel, I personally am not always doing all the building anymore. But what I do is I draw out the entire funnel for my team, and then I teach them all the things that everybody needs to know. Okay, and then I say, all right, and now I'm going to start sending you guys your individualized instruction video.
Okay. So then what I do is I take a different color, and this is what I do. What's going on? I can't wait to watch this from the beginning. Yeah, it's pretty cool. Okay, check this out. So what I do then, you're too ninja. I just added that today, Austin. So sexy. Okay, what I do then is I think through, there's like 7 people on my funnel team, and I use a different color and I go through the entire funnel walking through each person's role. Okay, this is ridiculous. So what I do is, like my video guys, right? So say, hey, so first of all, things I need from you, video people, go create a sweet video, model the Funnel Hacking Live video there. I'm gonna come in tomorrow and I'm gonna film this one. I'll film the video for this guy. I'll film the video for this guy. This is exactly what I did. And I'll film the intro video as well for the thank you page over here. And that's exactly what I did. Okay, so then I take these videos, and what I do is I go take the videos and hand them over to the writer. So then I erase all this stuff, and okay, I erase all this stuff, and I record it on that camera. I take that file and I just go send it over to my video people, and I say, that is your role in this funnel build. And then I go to the next person and I say, hey, you are next person. You're gonna get the videos from the video guy. Here's what I want you to do. Take the videos and write sales copy underneath every single one of the pages. Okay, it's freaking awesome, okay? Right, make sales copy, and if you don't, right? And then they go in and he's a sales copywriter, and he goes in, sales copywriter, and they write all the sales copy, and they write all the emails and all the email sequences, right? And they put all the stuff together, and I film it on that camera, okay? And then I take that file and I go send it off to him, and I walk through the next role, and then I go to the next person, I erase all of that color, and I start over again. I say, cool. Next guy, you have the video.
Hey, I hope you're enjoying the episode. Let me interrupt for just 1 minute here. One time I was speaking on the stage at this event, this guy picked up a microphone and he said, Steve, when do Facebook ads begin paying off? And I remember looking confused and just asking back, like, what do you mean? He repeated the question and said, well, we've been spending a lot of money on Facebook ads for a long time now, and we're just wondering when this begins to all pay off, when we actually start making money from the ad. I said, wait, Facebook ads are not an investment. They don't pay off someday. This is direct response marketing. So if we don't get a payoff within the first few days, we turn off the ads. How much money have you spent? I will never forget the look at this guy's face as he realized he had the completely wrong mindset about ads. And he said, we've spent over $250,000 without any return on ads at all. My stomach fell out of my body. Look, this is direct response marketing, meaning we measure the direct response of our marketing. That's why ads are the holy grail of marketing. They're not an investment that pays off someday, sorry colleges, because every dollar spent on ads should return with another dollar very soon. That's what my good friend John Parks and I are doing, the Chief Ads Officer Workshop on May 15th through the 17th. John has spent over $150 million in Facebook ads profitably and manages the ads accounts for some of the biggest names out there. John is going to take 50 business owners through his unique Facebook ads process while you follow along. At the end, you're going to have your own account running. I simply asked John to show us what's working best today in the ads world right now. John told me that one of the hardest parts of running ads today is finding the right person to do it. Traditional org charts don't really have a spot for the ad buyer, so this workshop will help you install a new role, whether in-house or if you go hire, the new role of Chief Ads Officer inside your business. This workshop is both for those who want to learn ads themselves or for those who want to learn to communicate with their media buyer better. The workshop is only happening one time in person in my event studio in Boise, Idaho, May 15th through the 17th, and all the details are at chiefadsofficer.com. Go to chiefadsofficer.com right now to save your seat and get more details. We can't wait to see you there. Let's get back to the episode.
Those and the copy. Okay, you have the videos and the copy. What I need you to do next is I need you to go make it look pretty. And I walk through with this color and I draw it. Right. So what I'm saying is there's always like a framework that applies to the entire team. That's what I teach everybody. And then there's a system that I came up with that helps me understand what each person needs, not just from me, but from the person directly in front of them in the line that they all build in. Right. Think about it this way. Like, I was not planning on doing any of this. I was going to hang out a little bit. Okay. But think about this. Like, this is hanging out for me. Okay. Okay. So what I do is like, if I'm walking, so I did a lot of backpacking growing up. Okay. If I'm walking in a line, there's a person directly in front of me, right? Well, if the person at the front is walking, they set the pace, right? But the person directly behind them, every once in a while, think about this. This one concept changed my teams.
Okay. Okay. There's a person in the very front, right? And then there's another person directly behind them. Okay. And every once in a while, that second person has to walk a little bit faster to kind of catch up, right? Right? Factory Floor. Sal, you know what I'm talking about, right? That is such a good book. That book was amazing. Okay. Go read The Goal. Very, very good book, right? Definitely straight from the factory floor. That's exactly where I got it from. Okay. Okay. Now think about this, right? Then there's a third person in the line. Okay. This is the third person. The third person, okay, if the first person is walking at the normal pace, the second person every once in a while has to walk a little bit faster to keep up. The third person has to every once in a while do like a little bit of a jog to keep up with even the first person. Anyway, number 12 is at a freaking jog just to keep up at the normal walking pace that the first person is walking at. That's huge. What you're talking about is when you go and you create these things, and you're creating these systems, okay? So I believe that you capture systems, you don't create systems.
Check this out, okay? So what I've got is So I have a video guy, and that's my first role there that I go to. Then I have a copywriter, and then it goes to an initial funnel builder. Initial funnel builder, that's not Facebook, that's funnel builder. And then it goes to a designer, and then it goes to a funnel finisher, and then it goes back to me to test and tweak, okay? Then I go and I work with my Facebook. It's not that part yet. This is my launch campaign. Launch campaigns are different than evergreen campaigns. And this is like a dying art, okay? So I do a launch campaign that generates the cash that I need, okay? That then goes into my evergreen campaign. So I never put any of my own money in my business. That's this strategy right there is the reason why, one of the reasons why. Okay. So think about this. So look at all these roles. I mean, that's a lot of roles, and that's not even including product creation. That's just the funnel. Okay. So what I do is this is a series of dependent events, right? As if I'm going to walk in a line on a hike. Okay. So if this person's moving at a normal pace, a lot of times this person is sprinting, right? Me, right? Or this person is sprinting just to keep up with the pace that they're moving because there's space in between each of these roles. Right? These are series of dependent events. So this changed my life right here. Check this out. When I am creating a funnel, okay? When I'm creating a funnel, the thing that I'm looking at is there's two checklists that I need to create, not just one. This is what changed my life. Okay. Check this out. What is it this person about the initial funnel builder? Okay. The initial funnel builder, what is it that this person needs from me in order to do their job? And what is it that this person needs from the person directly in front of them in order to do their job? So the checklist, right? My role is just to create all the inputs needed and gather all of them ahead of time so that everyone can do their job without me needing to be pinged or interfered with. Make sense? So it's two checklists. I'm getting the checklist for each individual person, but I'm also getting the checklist for each person from the person directly in front of them that they also need like a checklist from. Does that make sense?
Make sense? Clear as mud? Okay. That was huge. That changed everything. That increased my speed like crazy. And so one of the things I've been doing is for the OfferMind funnel is we went in and today it looks so sexy. Oh my gosh. If you saw it from Instagram today, it looks so good. But what you see today is like I went through and I filmed all the videos because now the next guy is going to go get the next piece, the copy guy, right? Copy's the next piece. And he's going to go in and he's going to write it and he's going to have it done on Saturday or Sunday, he said. Sweet. So after that, it's going to go to the initial funnel guy. After that, the initial funnel guy is going to go build a rough draft of the entire thing. He's going to go in and he's going to place all the videos and then he's going to place all the copy just loosely so that there's clay on the page for the next guy, which is the designer. And the designer is going to go in and make it look pretty. Okay. Then the next person, the funnel finisher, is going to go in and write all the emails, put all the metadata in, put all the titles in, right? He's going to go put tons and tons of stuff in it. Okay. This will massively make you very, very, make a lot of money very quickly. It cost me about 15 to 20 grand to turn the crank once. Okay. It's a lot of money, but they're really freaking good. Okay. It's a lot of money. About 15 to 20 grand, depending on how much video work is there and depending on how much copy. Those are the two expensive pieces. And then after that, design. Okay, this is excluding the cost of product creation with the team. And so, anyway, yeah? That's where we are with OfferMind. That's why it's taken a little bit. And what I realized is that when Russell said yes, the funnel I built was amazing. It was incredible. It was awesome. It was working. A lot of people already bought tickets, but I took it down because I wanted to make sure that it was a funnel that was the caliber of Russell freaking Brunson, right? That I can go to Bill Glazer with, right? That I can go to all these. So check this out. Check this out, my friends. Right now, I am recording the audiobook for the 30 Days book, and it's one of the bonuses I'm giving away for the OFA challenge, right? When people buy through my link, I'm recording the audiobook. It's freaking huge. Way too big. I did not realize how big it was when I said that, but anyway, I'm doing it because I committed it. So I'm doing it. Well, how cool would it be if I just went to each of the 30 people in here who are big people, and I gave them the gift of their audio chapter already read for them? Do you think they're going to know my name after that? Oh yeah, baby. Okay. So the thing I'm doing is I'm going back and I am recording all this stuff. Is the price going up now that Russell is headlining OfferMind? A little bit. Yeah. A little bit. Yeah. Not much though. But the upsells are freaking incredible. Oh my gosh. They're underpriced, frankly. Okay. So what the thing I'm doing is I'm going to go in. Someone say, oops. It's not an oops at all. That is on purpose. Look at my shirt. Okay. So what I'm doing with this is I'm going in and I'm recording this. And as part, because I'm going to find a few other really high level speakers who, there's not that many people alive anymore who are really, really into the offer creation thing. I mean, Claude Hopkins was the latest big guy and he was alive in the 1800s. Okay. Mark Joyner, and he wrote the book Irresistible Offer, which is right here. But it's not his thing. You know what I mean? The Man Who Sold America, right? This is about Albert Lasker, and he was partners with Claude Hopkins back in the 1800s. But that was in the 1800s, right? There's just not many people out there anymore who are really, really, really big in the offer creation space. So what I'm doing is I'm using this 30 days audiobook as a reason to reach out to big people and tell them, hey, I'd love to get you an OfferMind. Oh, by the way, here's a sweet chapter. Oh, by the way, let me just keep adding value to your community. Oh, by the way, can I just get you on a podcast and I'm going to make you look like a rock star? So watch what I'm doing in the next little bit here, because a lot of things I'm doing in the podcast, watch the way I'm leveraging Sales Funnel Radio to go in and create relationships with people that ultimately, hopefully, lead them into speaking OfferMind. Did you guys like the podcast episode I did about how I pitched Russell to speaking? There's a lot of work that went into that, right? Because these are all direct response marketers, I will likely do the same thing for Bill Glazer. Probably the same thing for Mark Joyner. And it's a lot of freaking work. Oh my gosh. But like, it should be worth it. It's 1,100 people. That is as many people as my first Funnel Hacking Live that I went to. And when I think of that, like, I pinch myself and I'm like, that's amazing. It's crazy. So anyway, speaking of podcasts, FHL is done now. What do you mean? What do you mean it's done now? Anyway. All right, guys. I will see you guys later. Hopefully you guys enjoyed that. I wasn't meaning to dive through this whole thing here, but that's what we're doing. And so on this side, I'm not going to zoom in too much. That is all the offers. So that's the offer for the first OTO. That's the offer for the second OTO. There's the bump offer. That whole column is what people get just for showing up. The swag is ridiculous this year. That's the bump one. Over here, that is Goody on the thank you page. Okay, it's ridiculous. And the offer is just like, I'm the offer guy, right? So it's got to be sick anyway, but like, this is going to be a really freaking expensive event, but it's going to be really fun. I'm excited about it. So anyway, go to ofasignup.com. Ofasignup.com. Whoever's just asking that, sorry. Anyway, so that's what we're doing. I started looking through everyone who's on my team now. There's like 21 agency/people who do work for me now. So I have two content teams, a funnel building team, full-time support. I got three phone closers. We have a new one now. Three phone closers. I'm going to bring on a team of five more as well. So anyways, cool stuff, guys. Hopefully you guys enjoyed it. Just a little, you know, kind of ad hoc jump out here. But and then we started outlining the whole event as well. There's a lot that goes into it. So we're creating all that. I don't want to tell you the shirt. It's so awesome. It's not this one. We created a new one. It's freaking cool. All right, guys. See you later. Bye. Oh, if you want to get on the waiting list, offermind.com. Make money.
Boom. If you're just starting out, you're probably studying a lot. That's good. You're probably geeking out on all the strategies also, right? That's also good. But the hardest part is figuring out what the market wants to buy and how you should sell it to them, right? That's also what I struggled with for a while until I learned the formula. So I created a special mastermind called an OfferMind to get you on track with the right offer and, more importantly, the right sales script to get it off the ground and sell it. Want to come? There's small groups on purpose so I can answer your direct questions in person for 2 straight days. You can hold your spot by going to offermind.com. Again, that's offermind.com.